Kerr Hall South at Ryerson University is near silent around 8 p.m. You might hear a few people talking. You might hear some footsteps. And then you hear it. The faint noise of a piano playing. If you keep walking towards it, the volume increases. Soon, you will arrive at Kerr Hall South 239. KHS 239 is one of a few rooms at Ryerson with a piano in them. People are allowed to play these pianos after classes end. How these pianos came to Ryerson is unknown, but they were donated. The music section of the Department of Philosophy manages them. Touched by the hands of decades of Ryerson community members, these pianos have been around for years. Second-year architectural sciences student Matthew Martire loves to practice the piano in KHS 239.
I was on medical leave because I got diagnosed with ADHD, so it just helps me de-stress and use my brain for something while I'm figuring out my medical situation.
Martire plays Minuet Waltz by Chopin and Grand Valse Brilliant by Chopin on the piano. Martire says that he cannot afford a piano, so this one enables him to practice. While playing the pianos at Ryerson are fun, Martire says some of them are poor quality.
To be honest, the pianos at Ryerson aren't the greatest quality. They always hide them, or they say they're open, but they're not really. And they don't fix them, they don't repair them. So that is annoying. But at least I get a chance to practice.
The piano in KHS 239 has dampers that make a bizarre vibrating noise. One of the pianos in KHS 251 is out of tune. Another piano can be found in Podium Building 367. Third-year mechanical engineering student Nathan Uimana learned to play the piano at the one in Pod 367. The first time Uimana played the piano, he remembers feeling happy.
It was interesting because it wasn't often at that point that I've used, you know, pianos, especially since I didn't really start playing until like a few months ago. So it was fun. It was definitely fun, you know.
Uimana has a practice book that he uses to learn songs. Mechanical engineering is a stressful program, so this piano allows him to take time away from it.
Well, it's definitely like a moment of solitude. I guess it's some time away from, you know, the lectures and the classes and the projects and the math. So, you know, I guess that time alone kind of gives me like some sort of peace of mind.
University of Toronto music professor Amy Clementes Cortez says that playing piano can improve students' mental health.
You know, learning a musical instrument helps develop new pathways in the brain, so it has implications for neuroplasticity. And certainly engaging in actively playing music can help increase mood, it can help lower stress.
Students who are interested in playing the piano can head over to the one at Oakham House. However, this piano is not as accessible as the other ones. That is because the Oakham House Choir uses a piano for their choir practices. Oakham House Choir music director Matthew Yeskovich says that this piano is unideal.
It could be a good piano, but it's totally neglected. No one fixes it, no one tunes it, and things are broken, never fixed.
Yeskovich says the lid of a piano has been broken for 15 years. All that was done was a sign was posted about the broken lid. Yeskovich says it is disappointing that management has ignored fixing the piano.
That means that people just don't care about music here, and they don't give the students a chance.
Ryerson community members cannot find out when classrooms with pianos are unlocked and unoccupied. Regardless, Ryerson community members use these pianos when they can to practice and de-stress. For RSJ Radio, I'm Jonathan Bradley.